Listen.
There's a river I wanna swim in. There's a river I wanna live in. It's the river, river of anointing. It's the river, oh, the river of God. There's a
okay, now we are. Okay, you are listening to Living the Good Life, and we're so glad you are all here with us today on the air. And I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister, and we were a little delayed here because we were getting Betty and Megan hooked up in there in the studio, and they are here live all the way from Indiana, and that's really a cool thing. It's a wonderful thing. And we're just so glad to have them right here in the studio with us today. Megan, can you hear me? Let's test where you are. Whoa. All right. Try that again. Put the microphone up there a little bit. Okay, Betty, speak if you will. Okay. I don't know what they've done here. Hang on just a minute, guys. We will find out. So we'll get back to you in just a second. I'm going to have to run in there and fix something. So anyway, welcome today to Living the Good Life. And it is always a joy to be on the air with you and bring the Word of God as we do week after week. And just knowing that God is working in each of our lives is tremendous. And we just bless Him and we thank Him for all that He's doing. We're going to start with prayer and then we'll get to our first song and then I'll go fix some microphones. All right. So, dear Lord, we just thank You and praise You for this new day. We thank You, Lord, for all that You're doing in each of our lives. We thank You, Lord, for the ministry of the Word that comes forth mightily week after week, that wonderful show before us, this one, as we bring the Word of God week after week. Lord, You get the glory and the praise for what You're going to do today on this show. We thank You and praise You. You are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And so we bless You and thank You in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We are going to start with a song here today. A pretty cool song, actually, and it is entitled Spirit Wind by Casting Crowns. Here we go.
Ezekiel stared down into the valley, filled with dried bones baking in the sun. Remains that used to be a mighty army, to him it looked like the fighting days were done. But driven by your calling on his life, spoke God's words, the bones began to shake. He stared wide-eyed as the flesh began to form. And as it prophesied to the wind, the soldiers began to wake. And the Lord sent His wind into the valley and breathed the breath of life into their souls and raised them again a mighty army. Warriors will battle again, but they have been filled with the Spirit. Wind.
Oh, oh, oh.
Pastor stands before his congregation, once a mighty army for the Lord. But now he stares into the lifeless eyes, believers leading carnal lives. He wonders what they're fighting for. But driven by your calling on his life, God's word like he'd done 100 times before. But this time he comes broken and weeping, the tears of a broken heart, and he cries out to the Lord. Oh Lord, send your wind into this valley, and breathe the breath of life into their souls. Raise them again, a mighty army. Warriors will battle again. They have been filled with the Spirit.
Praise God, that's our desire. Breathe that breath of life into our souls. Raise us up a mighty army. That's what we want to be for you, God. Woo, that's what we want to be. All right, now, Betty, would you speak to us in there?
Good afternoon.
All right, we got you loud and clear. Megan, you're next.
Hi.
Hey, okay, we're all right. And it's so cool to have you guys and Megan, your son Andrew, who is 6 in there with headphones on, and baby Zoe Grace, all of you there live in the studio today. Because normally, Megan, where are you guys? Where are you normally?
Normally, we're at home sitting in the house in the freezing cold temperatures of Indiana.
In Connersville. That's right. A long way away from us. And we are so blessed to have you guys, your whole family here this weekend and this week. And Betty, it's a joy to have you. You've been a part of the radio team, you and Megan, for a few years now. And you were part of my church in Indiana many years ago.
Yes, ma'am. That is correct.
That is correct. And it's pretty cool that even though there was a period of maybe 20-some years in between you being a part in Cornerstone and now with Beacon of Hope, it's just cool how God brings people back together, isn't it?
Yes, it sure is. And it's a blessing to be able to, even though we were separated for that long, that we just picked up seemed like right where we left off.
That's exactly right, and that's a cool place. And that's, you know, and it's all about the Word of God and our relationship with God and how important that is to every one of us. And so being able to share on the radio like we do week after week, now we just start our 10th year, Betty, on the radio on this show. And that, to me, is amazing and wonderful and a joy to be able to have been on here that long and keep speaking the Word of God week after week, because it's where the Word is, where the blessing is, the Word is where the answers are, right?
Amen. And I think that the Lord has you where he wants you, and the only way we can go now is up.
Amen. Up. And that's baby Zoe Grace, who's chatting here with us. Anyway, it really is. We've been in a series here called Right at the Fork. and really been having a really good time with it. And Betty, just give us an idea of what we've been talking about here, if you will.
Well, one of the things I think that the Lord has us on is he has us on a path.
Yes.
And he wants us to go down his path.
Right.
And we've talked in the last few weeks about how sometimes that we like to control our own lives and we like to go down the path that we think is better for us than what his is.
Exactly.
And then once we get to that point where we can't go any further, where there's no outlet, there's no other way to go, God gives us an opportunity to make a legal U-turn and come back around and come back and start over and say, you know, ask him, Lord, where do you want me to go? What path do you want me to lead
Amen.
Me down? And once you get on that path, it's just, it's so peaceful. It's
yes.
so calm.
Yes.
And things just seem to just fall into place. You know, there's still storms that we go through.
Right.
But still, we have that peace and
Amen.
That comfort that comes from the Holy Spirit.
Amen. It's about being in the right path. And there's so many, the three of us have discussed this weekend, there's so many forks in the road, aren't there?
Yes.
There are so many, and I love the way Graham Cook calls those. He calls them choice points, okay?
Yes.
Points in our lives where we have choices to make. Where, you know, in Deuteronomy 30, God said through Moses, choose you this day whom you'll serve. Is it going to be life or is it going to be death? Is it going to be blessing or is it going to be adversity? And we have all those choice points in our lives where things happen and we can say, okay, God, I'm going to go with whatever you want done in this situation because I can't figure it out for myself. And you know what I'm saying, Megan?
I do, because, you know, right now, Ben and I are in the midst of a storm,
right.
and we're at a fork in the road,
right?
And this is where you rely on God the most.
That's right.
This is where you sit back and you let him take over.
Right.
You know, and sometimes it's very hard to do because, you know, our human minds, we want to jump ahead of God and we want to try to outthink the situation. And that's where we get in trouble. That's where we
right.
become, you know, we become worrisome. We are filled with anxiety.
Yes.
It's just not a good time. It doesn't feel peaceful.
Right.
But when we realize through reading scriptures and listening to, you know, what people say to us in our lives being the Holy Spirit is that our fork in the road can be peaceful.
It can be.
It can be peaceful.
Even though it can be traumatic, you know, by our natural senses, it still, we can find a place of peace. We are going to be talking about that today, being led by the Holy Spirit to that place where we are in peace, no matter if all the walls are coming down at once, Betty. And there's a lot of opportunities for all the walls to seem to be coming down at one time, if you know what I mean. Big old earthquakes.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, sometimes, you know, earthquakes can be destructive.
Right.
But when the Lord shakes us.
Right. Amen.
We begin to see things that have crumbled, the walls that have came down around us.
Right.
Give us an opportunity to thrive.
Exactly.
And not just survive.
Exactly. And you know, if we never came to those choice points in our lives, the fork in the road where we had to make decisions and where we had to choose to follow God or just follow your own instinct or whatever, if we never have these points, we never learn to trust God. That's the whole thing. And the whole goal, you know, Proverbs 3, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your paths. Those two verses right there, it's Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Of course, the Holy Spirit just laid that on me right now. I wasn't thinking about those verses. But they go right along with this topic. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. And that's what we're talking about. He's going to direct our paths. I've got to find that in the Message Bible here, and I'm going to run to it real quick. Because these two verses have been precious to me. Different times in my life when I've written in the front of one of my children's Bibles or whatever, I have used these two verses over and over again from the Message Bible. So here it is. From the Message Bible, trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. Is that beautiful or what? That's it right there. He's the one that will keep you on track. And dear ones, that's the theme of today's show on choices that we make, and we want to make the right ones. And there's we've been giving you a lot of like pointers of things to do or things that you can major on and really emphasize in your life that will help you make those right choices. And one of those, Betty, that we've talked about in the last few weeks is taking time to praise God no matter what's going on, right?
Yes, praise Him in the storm.
Right, absolutely. And what's the song I was singing earlier that I've just got to play again?
Was it 10,000 Reasons?
It's 10,000 Reasons. So we have 10, and I love that, 10,000 Reasons. And we're going to do that again right here, and then we're going to get into the Word in John chapter 14, if you have your Bible, and let's get this song. I love it. We played it a couple weeks ago because it's been on my heart, and I've been singing it for 2 weeks, I think, all the time. But this is where we start with making the right decisions right here.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. I worship Your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing Your song.
praise God, worship your holy name. Woo, amen. That's what we want to do all the time, worship your holy name. All right, if you just joined us, you're listening to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida, and we're excited to be with you. And if you hear that baby, that is baby Zoe Grace that we've talked about many times. Megan's little girl, Megan and Ben's little girl, here visiting from Indiana, and she's 14 months old, and she's on the air, and she didn't even realize it. All right. Grandmama Mimi Betty is in the studio along with 6-year-old Andrew, and we're going to have a great show. John chapter 14, Jesus said, don't let this throw you. You trust God, don't you? Trust me. Okay? Because the reason he said this in John 14, 1 is because they had just been talking with the disciples about the fact that Jesus was getting ready to leave. He was getting ready to go to the cross, and he was getting ready to be resurrected. And this kind of threw the disciples for a loop because, you know, that meant there was a fork in the road. There's a fork in the road. Things were not going to be business as usual. They were not going to continue, the 12 disciples and Jesus running around the hillside and healing people and going down by the beach and talking and praying together in the garden and all those things. But everything was going to change. They were at a fork in the road. And so when Jesus started to talk about this, Peter says, where are you going, Master? And he goes, you can't go where I'm going right now. And he says, why can't I? And he says, basically, Jesus said, it's not the right time. So as we start chapter 14 of John, he said, don't let this throw you. You trust God, don't you? Trust me. So he's saying, you understand about God the Father, that you need to trust God. And he is going on to say that he also is God, is what he's trying to make the point. He says, there's plenty of room for you in my Father's house. If that weren't so, would I have told you that I'm on my way to get a room ready for you? And if I'm on my way to get your room ready, I'll come back and get you so you can live where I live. And we just heard that in that song. I love that third verse of 10,000 Reasons. And on that day, you know, when I'm ready to go to heaven, I'm going to be praising you then. I'm going to be praising you now. I'm always going to be praising you. And the good news here is that in our life, with all of our choices, the final destination, if you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, is already decided. Talk to me about that, Megan. I'll give you an opportunity there. Wow.
You know, that we have such reassurance.
Yeah.
In knowing that.
Right.
That there is a place. We don't know what it looks like. I'm sure it's glorious.
Oh, it's got to be.
But yeah. Even though when we are struggling through our bodies failing us, is that we can have joy,
right,
knowing that our Savior is standing there,
yes,
waiting on us.
Yes.
Open arms.
Right.
And so are the rest of the people that have gone before us.
Amen.
And death does not have to be scary.
That's right.
It can be a joyous occasion for that person that is going to the other side.
Oh, absolutely. Which we're all going to be going to, unless we are raptured. But, you know, and there are probably listeners who are maybe ill or maybe approaching the final stages in their life. And it's nothing to be sad and discouraged about, right, Betty? It's something to be rejoicing about.
No, and I, you know, when you read those scriptures, the Lord just led me to think that he's trying to prepare us.
Yes.
Just like he tried to prepare the disciples.
Right.
Back during his leadership.
Right.
And I think that once we understand.
Right.
And we know that the Holy Spirit, which is our comforter, that as we approach the throne of glory and we meet Jesus face to face, that there's joy unspeakable.
Amen.
And that there is nothing to be afraid of. Even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for he is with us. And it's from the 23rd Psalm. And he tells us over and over and over again, you know, do not be afraid. Peace be with you.
Amen.
And it applies to, you know, applies to that, you know, what to what we are talking about this afternoon.
It does. It does. And so Jesus reassures them, you trust God, trust me. Amen. And then he goes on in verse 6, John 14, 6, and he said, I am the road. And in the King James and New American Standard, it's the way. Okay. But in the Message Bible, it says road. And maybe for some people, it's easier that way. The road, the path that we've been talking about here for the last few weeks. Jesus said, I'm the road. I'm also the truth. And I'm also the life. And no one gets to the Father apart from me. Whoa, you want to comment on that, Betty?
It's so simplistic.
It is.
I mean, it's realistic, and it's so simplistic that in my mind it was hard to comprehend before I understood it.
Right.
Actually, I knew what the meaning meant.
Yeah.
Is that we love Jesus, you love Jesus, you give your heart to him, and you're his.
You're his.
You're his forever.
It's for keeps, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not one of these things. It's not a barter system,
right,
where you have to barter to keep, you know, things in your life reassured that you're gonna go to heaven. Is once you make that commitment,
right,
that you're one of God's children.
Amen.
He's never changes. He never changes.
He never changes. And you know, unless we would deny him and say, forget that, I don't want anything to do with Jesus and him as my Lord and Savior, I don't believe that. Unless you would do that and walk totally away from him, when you accept him as your Lord and Savior, that's for keeps, like you just said. And the good thing is, the wonderful blessing, is that we are all going to continue to make mistakes. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And I love to call that the Christian's bar soap, you know, because we can continue, you know, to just keep getting cleaned up. Megan, talk to us about that. There's so many times that we need that. We need it daily.
Yes, don't we all bathe daily? At least,
yes.
At least I hope some of us do.
Yes, we do.
But we should still use our Christian bar of soap, because
right,
there are things that we do on a daily basis,
yeah,
that we need to ask for forgiveness for.
Exactly.
I have a few things of my own. I won't go into that. But
you don't have to.
No. but that is, it's something, it's a cleansing that we should go through every morning before we start our day.
Yeah.
Is, you know, Lord, I ask you to forgive me of all of my sins so that I can lay them at the foot of the cross and that you cast them into the sea of forgetfulness.
Right, exactly.
And, you know, because in order to get to heaven, you have to be washed clean. So
right,
find your soap and use it.
Exactly.
It's good for you.
Exactly. And so we're on a path, and this path does not mean perfection, does it, Betty?
No.
It does maybe for you, because you're an amazing,
right,
spirit-filled.
She's
woman.
An amazing daughter
of God.
Thanks, Mom.
This is kind of, yeah, messed up here. Betty's the mother. Megan's the daughter. But anyway, daughter of God. She's an amazing daughter of God. It does not mean that we are on a path of perfection, does it?
No. No, because that gives us the opportunity. When Jesus died on the cross, it gave us that opportunity and that option that when we do make a misstep, so to speak,
right,
we can ask for forgiveness, because maybe there's a possibility that we've made the Lord sad,
right,
and that he will love us through no matter what we've done. Once we ask for forgiveness, he will,
exactly,
he will love us through it.
Absolutely. So it's a matter of being on this path, and we're walking this path in trust.
Amen.
We're walking this path in faith. We're not walking this path in perfection. Okay? And I just felt that we just needed to say that. We need to trust God for every curve in the road. Megan and Ben are going through a difficult time right now. A couple of years ago when they lost their son, Grayson, that was a very difficult time. And we all have situations in our lives where our life path can be painful. It can be stressful. It can be full of anxiety and panic, and what am I going to do about this? You want to comment on any of that, Megan?
Sure. We're in another storm. It's 2 weeks. This last Friday, Ben was terminated from a position that he held for 13 and a half years.
Right.
We didn't see it coming, but there were signs from the Holy Spirit, you know,
yeah, kind of
over the last
you?
Year, preparing me for hearing this type of news. And, you know, there's no need to sit back and loathe in anxiety or worry.
No.
Because
I look at it as a new adventure.
Sure.
I'm ready for what the Lord has in store for me, because as Mom said earlier, it's only going to get better.
Right.
And, you know, it's during these times that when we show our faith through the toughest situations is when we are rewarded the most.
Absolutely.
And I don't mean that in materialistic ways. I mean that in spiritual growth.
Right.
And I'm ready. And the Lord knows that. I am ready and willing to go where he wants us to go. And I'm willing and ready to follow my husband where he needs me to go.
Right.
And that's what it can be very difficult, you know, because financially it's scary. But the Lord has always provided. He still is.
And that's really what you're, no matter how difficult the life path is that any of you listeners might be on today, and maybe in your situation, you've just lost the job, like Megan and Ben. If that has happened to you, you've got to, more than ever, get in the Word and get the promises of God, where he promises to take care of you and promises to get, you know, bring you to the place where you need to be and to provide for you. Financially, emotionally, everything that you need. And for the ones that I felt a little while earlier that may be struggling with physical problems to the point of being close to death, again, God's going to hold your hand. He's going to take you through, and he's going to bring you into his presence forevermore. Pretty exciting stuff. So Jesus said, I am the road or the path or the way, also the truth. Okay, he is the truth. So often we struggle with that voice in our head where the devil is saying, oh, be afraid. I mean, you got so much, oh, this is horrible. This is so bad. This is terrible what you're going through. And we can sink into depression. We can sink into self-pity. But we've got to rely on the truth. Jesus is the truth. John 1:14 says, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory. Glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of what? Grace and truth. Okay? Grace and truth. And so, you know, Betty talked to us a minute about the fact that the devil would love for you to get off your path and get over in discouragement, defeat, panic, anxiety, all of it, right?
Oh, yeah. It happens in almost continuously.
Right.
I had a discussion with one of the ladies that where I work about how the enemy tries to come in and to seek, kill, and destroy.
Right.
And I said, you know, that's when we're about ready to go through a breakthrough.
Yes.
Because I said that the enemy does not want us to be victorious.
That's
he
right.
He does not want to see us step ahead and into another realm of what the Lord wants us to do.
Amen.
And once we make that bend in that fork,
right.
The Lord has we have such a trust in the Lord because we've had to make changes.
Right.
And some of us don't change easily.
I think most of us don't change easily,
it's
Betty.
It's tough. It's hard.
Right.
And once we get to that point where we've made that bend and we see the light ahead of us, because it seems like there's been a lot of darkness, whether it be financially, spiritually, emotionally, you're going through health reasons, and you think, there is no way that I'm going to get out of this.
Right.
And then, bam, there's a ray of light.
There's a suddenly moment.
There's a check. Exactly. There's a check that comes in the mail.
Right.
There's a diagnosis that miraculously has changed.
Right.
Or you get a job interview, or you have someone, if you're financially struggling, They've come to the rescue because the Lord has sent them in
right.
your path.
Amen.
To help you stay on the right path.
Yes.
And even having the Holy Spirit with you to give you that peace when you're not quite sure where you're going.
Exactly.
The peace that passes all understanding that you talked about just a little while ago.
Amen. Amen. You know, Jesus always was talking about his Father, that he came to do the will of his Father. Okay, and he made it very clear in the book of John and in all the Gospels that he and the Father were really one. Okay, in fact, I want to look at verse 11 of John 14, because we're going to build this to a point here. Jesus says this, believe me, I am in my Father and my Father is in me. If you can't believe that, believe what you see, the works, because Jesus was going about healing, doing miracles. The person who trusts me will not only do what I'm doing, but even greater things, because I, on my way to the Father, am giving you the same work to do. Now, I find this fascinating that Jesus, some of his final comments before going to the cross, just a few days before he went to the cross. And he's saying, you know, I've been here doing all this. I've been healing people. I've been doing miracles. I've been showing you what the Father's attitude is towards you. And the Father's attitude is one of pure love and compassion to us, not punishment, not this awful thing that a lot of us think the Father is. And Jesus said, I'm telling you all these things. And then, by the way, I'm leaving you a job to do. Now, I kind of like that, leaving you a job to do. You know, I remember when my kids were young, well, a little older than Andrew in there. I got to the point, I got these little whiteboards and I put them on their bedroom doors. And we had chores. We had charts. We had a chart of chores. Okay. And when they did those, they put a check mark on it and they felt like they had accomplished. And we would check those. Well, why didn't you do that? You know, but they were given chores. They were given a job. Jesus says, you know, the Father and I, we've been discussing this, and I'm leaving you some work to do. Yeah. It's like chores on your bedroom door. And he says, I'm giving you the same work to do that I've been doing. Megan, you want to comment on that? The same work. He has given us the same chores he was doing on this earth when he walked here.
Yeah, and you know, to me, I think that is so miraculous, because I get to walk around and I get to spread joy. I get to spread my testimony of what my Heavenly Father has done for me. And I get to share with my children that love.
Exactly.
And that compassion.
Yes.
And, you know, we have a legacy to leave behind.
That's exactly right.
Of great magnitude.
Right.
And that is such a challenge.
Yeah.
And it's a challenge that I really, really thrive to live,
right?
Because it's just a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to be a child of the King. Even though the hard time that we're in right now, I'm still full of joy.
Right.
I'm still full of life, and it's because of Him.
Amen. And so you are fulfilling the same job that Jesus did as He walked this earth, because He was continually teaching people that the goal was to trust Him. Mm-hmm. The goal was to walk the way and listen to Him, and He would tell you the next step. Talk to me about that, Betty.
Well, I think that even in the Bible, when He calls us fishers of men,
yes,
is that He wants us to spread the good news. He wants us to spread the gospel.
Amen.
To those that do not know it.
Right.
And one of the great things that we have is we have to be able to communicate. And we have so many ways of communication now during these times,
right?
You know, through social media, through cell phones, through text messaging, through email, that when people see there's something different about you,
right?
And they want to know it,
right?
I've seen it several times with Megan, where we'll be somewhere and just strike up a conversation. I still tell her she can talk to a tree if it talked back. But that's the joy that she wants to spread.
That's it.
When Grayson passed, so many people looked up to her for strength, and still doing it today, of telling her what a blessing that her testimony was.
Right.
Any words of encouragement or even scripture that she would post, that thank you for posting that, because it sure meant a lot to me. And again, God is preparing us and wants us to do what He was already doing. He wants to pass the baton.
Amen.
To us and have us. The race is not done yet.
No, it's not.
We've got to keep running and we got to keep going.
And we need the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives, which you're going to be talking about more on this show. And so we're going to prepare for that discussion with this song by CeCe Winans. Come, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, come fill this place.
Show your power, make your power. is longing just to hear from you. My soul is waiting to know someone who can take us higher, help us make it through. So will you please come and set us free?
Praise God. I love that song. Holy Spirit, come and fill this place and come and fill our hearts, Holy Spirit, with your presence. Isn't that what it's all about, Betty, when we're talking about picking the right path and the making the right decisions on that life path? When we are filled with the Spirit of God, all those decisions are easier.
They are, and we talked about this afternoon about peace, is that when you know that you're on the right path and you know that there's nothing else that can come, that can stand in your way,
right?
And there's no roadblocks,
right?
There's no pitfalls, there's no detours. There's, when you're on the right path, God gives you that grace. He gives you the peace.
He does.
And he keeps guiding you. And once you start that trek down that pathway.
Right.
Praise plays an important part.
Praise does. Yes.
Prayer plays an even greater thing. And once you come to that realization that you can't do this life on your own.
Right.
That there's nothing that replaces the power and the comfort that the Holy Spirit brings to you.
Amen.
You will see things through a different light.
Absolutely, you will. And that's the whole key there. When we get ourselves in tune, in line with God's plan, and even when we don't really know what that's going to look like a week from now, a month from now, a year from now, that's where we go back to the theme of this show. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Trust him. And he will direct your paths. And I think so many of us, we get so hung up. We are planners. You know, I plan. But in my job of real estate, it changes all the time. As the day unfolds, my plan for the day usually changes, okay? And a lot of people have jobs and life situations where they can plan to the point that they don't want their plan to be in any way changed or interrupted, you know? And we can't maintain that kind of an attitude when we are submitting to God for his plan and his will for our lives, can we, Betty? We've got to be flexible.
Right. And I think that makes us pliable.
Right.
It makes us the clay that he wants us, that he's designed us to be, because he can mold us and he can shape us to be the people that he wants us to be.
Right. Exactly.
And whether it's at your job, whether it's in the ministry, whether you change tires, pump gas, sit behind a desk, if you're a leader, a CEO of a big company, God still needs to play a huge part in your life.
Oh, absolutely.
And hopefully that will change in the next few months and years to come as we elect a new president, is that we hope that they will guide us and they will direct us down the right path, and that it will be a God-given appointment for that, because there's a lot of things that affect a lot of people when it comes to government and so forth, and we're just praying for direct guidance in that path, and the Lord will do it. He will come through,
right,
no matter what.
So whatever the issue is in our lives,
right.
So whatever it is. So let's look at verse 15 of John 14. If you love me, this is Jesus talking, show it by doing what I've told you. I will talk to the Father, and he'll provide you another friend. The key word there in verse 15 of John 14 is the word friend. And in the Greek, that word was parakletos, and it means one that's called alongside to help you, okay? And Jesus is saying, if you love me, you know, do what I tell you to do, you know? And I think that's where a lot of it breaks down, Megan, is that a lot of people say they love God, but when it comes to following his plan or getting on board with, you know, what he wants for our lives, it just falls apart. Something happens and they don't get on board with it, because maybe that love for God is not as serious or as important as it should be.
Well, and you know, the other side of it too is there are a lot of people that don't want to change.
That's it right there.
And, you know, the Lord made us to be moldable and pliable.
Right.
We are capable of change.
Sure we are.
At any given point. And, you know, when the Lord steps in and when there are prayers answered that say, you say, break the chains.
Right.
And, you know, when the Lord's timing comes, he's going to break the chains.
Right.
And it may have been something that he had to do to get your attention.
Well, absolutely.
To get you to change.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we've seen that in our own lives. And that's the time where you need to sit back and go, oh, wait a minute, God, I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention. I'm ready now.
Exactly.
I'm ready. Show me the way. I need the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
Oh, absolutely. And this goes right along with what Jesus is saying here. He says, you know, I'm going to ask the Father to give you a friend. You need somebody to help you when you're making these serious life decisions. And so he calls this person the friend, or in the Greek, parakletos, which means somebody that's called alongside to help. I don't know about y'all, but I think on this, when we get to our all those times in our life path where we have those forks in the road, where decisions need to be made, it is so wonderful to know we have that friend, the Holy Spirit. And there's an old song we used to sing growing up in church, What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that, Betty? Mm-hmm. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our burdens to bear and all that. I can't remember all the words right now. But Jesus says, I'm going to heaven, but I'm not going to leave you friendless. I'm going to leave you with the friend, the most important friend that you could possibly have. And that word in the original Greek translates to five words in English. An advocate, now that's somebody like an attorney, okay? Somebody who's working for you. A comforter, do any of us need a comforter?
Yes.
a counselor. Do any of us need counseling?
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah. Our strengthener. Boy, there's times when our strength just isn't there. And our standby. I'm going to give you those five things again if you want to write them down, because that's what this word friend means. And if you think about friendship in human terms, to have somebody that goes to bat for you, an advocate as your friend, you know, goes and prays for you when you're going through hard times, somebody that comforts you, somebody that helps counsel you when you're going through a hard time, somebody that gives you strength by their presence and being there and giving you sound advice, somebody that stands by you, advocate, comforter, counselor, strengthener, standby. All of this is wrapped up in the word friend that Jesus said, I am going to leave you with a friend. The friend is the Holy Spirit, the third part of the Trinity. Talk to me about that, Betty.
I think it's probably one of the greatest things is to know that you have the Holy Spirit with you 365 days a year.
Amen.
24/7, however you want to put it.
Right.
Is that he's there. He said, you know, even in the scriptures, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
Amen.
And that's, you know, that's the Holy Spirit. And it's the Jesus that lives inside of us.
Yes.
And it's so important to realize that we can't go through this life alone.
Right.
You know, well, I don't need anybody. That's my whole plan. I can
do it myself.
I do it by myself.
Yeah.
But sometimes you hit your finger with a hammer.
Right.
Or you get off the beaten path and you get down a country road and you have no idea where you're at.
Exactly.
And one of the things I can remember is when my mom got ready to take the hand of Jesus was fear.
Right.
And one of the things that I can remember, and a lot of
you were afraid, or she was?
She was.
Okay.
And I said, Mom, do not be afraid.
Right.
For he is with you.
Right.
And I said, all you have to do is reach out and take Jesus's hand.
Amen.
And it was just like the Holy Spirit just filled that room immediately.
Wow.
And she passed.
Right.
But even during those times, even in death, that the Holy Spirit is with us. He is there.
Amen.
To comfort us. He is our advocate. He is everything that we could ever want or need in
yes,
a friend.
Absolutely. And it's so cool that Jesus did not leave us with no path. I mean, that's two negatives. But Jesus left us with a path for our lives. And that path is led and directed by our friend, the Parakletos in Greek, which does mean your advocate, your comforter, your counselor, your strengthener, your standby. We have all that. And when Jesus walked this earth, he was one person in one location, just like we are. We are in the radio station here in Clearwater, Florida right now. We're in one location. We can't be everywhere. Now, the show will go a lot of places, and thank God for technology that enables that. Mm-hmm. But Jesus physically was in one place at one time for those 33 years that he was walking the earth. So he said, I know you're not going to feel comfortable when I leave. You've been used to me being around. You've been used to us hanging out. You know, you've been used to all the fun that we've had together. And I think the disciples did. I think they had a lot of fun, just like you and Megan and I do when we get together and some of our other Beacon friends. It's fun, you know, to have that compatible relationship.
Yeah, it's camaraderie.
It is. And Jesus said, I know that. But he said, so I'm leaving you the friend that you can all have. And that friend is going to see you through. Whoa, I tell you what, we got to talk more about this friend, because it's the Holy Spirit is the friend. And it's the Holy Spirit, the third part of the Trinity, that will see you through, listeners, no matter what it is you're going through, if you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you believe that God loves you so much, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, amen, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And if you do that, you believe with all your heart, and you sincerely accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then you qualify to have the Holy Spirit, the friend, to come and walk with you, comfort you, counsel you, be your strengthener, be your standby, be your advocate. You have all of that. Whoa, that's pretty wonderful.
It's eye-opening.
Amen. Amen. And there's a couple more words that describe him right there, and they're helper and intercessor. Mm-hmm. So he is all of those things. He's going to help you through whatever you go through. Seven meanings here: helper, intercessor, all of those. We are going to talk more about this in our second hour. If you just now joined us, this is Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. I'm Pastor Marcia, along with Betty and Megan from our radio team, who are visiting from Indiana and were a part of my church in Indiana many years ago that I pastored. And Betty, we have a prayer line. Would you just talk a minute about that and where people can use that, and why would they want to use our prayer line?
Well, I believe that prayer changes things.
Amen.
We've seen a lot of miracles.
Yes.
All they have to do is just, even if the need is unspoken,
right,
all they have to do is send that request to prayers@bohmglobal.com. There are three people who man the
prayer line.
Shell, Pastor Jim, and myself are ready and willing to type that prayer request, send it out to all of our prayer warriors.
Amen.
And they take that request to the throne of glory.
And take it very seriously.
And I have been on a lot of prayer chains. I've been involved with prayer most of my life since accepting Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And this probably is one of the most powerful and most effective way to see the Lord work.
Amen.
In your life. We've
Amen.
Seen healings. We've seen healing upon healing, praise reports about people getting jobs,
right?
People, just things that seem like they're so bleak and so destitute, and all of a sudden we get these praise reports and says, hey, my husband Jim got a job, or
right,
my mother was healed of cancer.
Exactly.
And it's because,
yes,
of the, you know, if my people who are called by my name,
amen,
will humble themselves and pray.
Yes.
And that's what we do here at prayers@bohmglobal.com.
There it is, prayers@bohmglobal.com. So doesn't cost you a dime. You just use the email address, send it in. And also, Pastor Jim, my associate pastor, always says, please send in your praise reports,
yes,
too. We want to know what God has done, and it increases our faith, too. So use that prayer line, prayers@bohmglobal.com. Every Thursday night, we have our other radio show that we do every week, Go Yard, and that's with my other name, Mama Mac, and Dr. Angel Falzone, PhD, licensed mental health counselor. Betty, you always listen. Give us a couple seconds here about that.
Well, I always kid you both about being the dynamic duo. But I think one of the things that is so great about this show, it's inviting. It gives us valuable information on things that we deal with. Eating disorders, one of the things that it hit me hard is I like to eat. I also like to shop.
Yeah.
And it gave us effective ways to help us to overcome those addictions.
Sure.
And that was one of the topics that you and Dr.
Yeah.
Angel had talked about.
The whole
and,
month of April
oh,
we
yeah,
just did.
Free counseling.
Yeah.
Via YTAN. And it's just amazing. Some of the topics that you have covered have helped a lot of people, and I praise God for the ministry and the two of you and what you have brought to the airways.
Amen. Catch it every Thursday night right here on the station, 6:06 p.m. It is time for station ID.
WTAN Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF Dade City, Tampa Bay.